Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Domingos on the 23rd of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Britain's Cross-Party Treasury Select Committee of Lawmakers said yesterday they are launching an inquiry into digital currencies, as well as the underlying distributed ledger technology. The probe will focus on opportunities and risks posed to consumers, business, and the government by the rising popularity of so-called cryptocurrencies, the committee said in a statement. Google AI detects cardiovascular risks using deep learning algorithms trained on data for almost 300,000 patients. Google was able to predict cardiovascular risk factors from retinal images with surprisingly high accuracy of patients from two independent datasets of 12,000 and 1,000 patients. Amazon has quietly launched an exclusive line of over-the-counter health products in a possible challenge to pharmacy retail chains that could spark a price war and put pressure on store brand profit margins. Technically, the company doesn't own these products, which are produced by a private label manufacturer, but it does put Amazon in a position to squeeze other retailers. The e-commerce giant launched the basic care line in August, including 60 products ranging from ibuprofen to hair regrowth treatment. The UK bank NatWest begins testing an AI-powered bot for answering in-branch customer inquiries. Known as Cora, the lifelike avatar can respond to straightforward queries such as how to apply for a mortgage or replace a lost credit card. The bank says it may roll the system out wider and implement the technology on its telephone support. YouTube and Facebook begin removing conspiracy videos claiming certain survivors of the Parkland school shooting are paid actors. YouTube apologized after one video targeting a specific survivor reached the top of its trending list. The company says it was missed by its quality filters because it contained footage from an authoritative news source. This was your shot of Tech Coffee.